zoom on down there?
Okay. We got our buddy on now.
I believe so. Recorder is on.
Try to get a picture of the three of us because it's probably my last meeting.
Yeah, good. Okay. Somebody got a camera. I'd like to call the meeting to order 6:30 on December the 16th, 2021, regular weekly township meeting. And we don't have our chaplain. John, would you want to say a little opening prayer for us there?
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and the opportunity to come and assemble together as one. Father, we ask that you be with the victims of all the terrible weather that we've been having. We ask that you be with us as we make decisions based upon our abilities for the township. For it's in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Could I ask you to say the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Gentlemen, and thank you guys, everybody, for coming out. This will be our last meeting for the year. The next meeting to all start the new year would be, what date? We have the date actually
it's
on it.
January 12th, correct?
Is it January 12th?
I believe so.
That will be our next meeting. And of course, we'll have a lot of work going on during the holidays with our staff and everything. There's plenty of work to do. Of course, trying to get budgets and everything like that done, and a lot of other work that needs to be done. Just one thing I'd like to say on behalf of a lot of my fellow friends, neighbors, and so forth in the state of Kentucky and otherwise that have had the enormous amount of problems that they have now, and if everyone would be beholding to prayer for them and anything that we might be able to do or anything, donate or anything we can do to try to help those folks. We certainly know one thing for sure, they're in dire need down in those areas. Actually, they have no town, or several of them really has no towns to wake up to. And so it's going to be a hard, well, not only holidays, but months and probably even years before they can recover. So it's a terrible atrocity, that's for sure. Having said that, we'd like to go ahead and have a roll call here. Nick.
Absolutely. Roll call. Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Minutes, do we have?
I'll give you a bit of an update on minutes. This year, just with the way that the payrolls are lining up, it's very short weeks. Gives us an extremely short amount of time to get everything processed to make sure all of our employees are getting paid in a timely manner. And so there will be plenty of reading coming up, but all the resolutions from the last couple of meetings are here for the board to sign tonight. So those will be taken care of. So we are getting them. We're getting done with them. It will take some time just trying to balance, making sure that payroll's done timely and all of that. So outside of that, that's all I got on the
list. Okay, yeah, basically for, you know, the past several months, we had some issues here a long while back about getting the minutes on and posted online in a timely fashion, but everything has been real prompt and good for months. And so people are getting used to see them on a timely basis. So we will be behind on them a little bit and probably be a month or so before we get caught up, at least, probably.
That's another meeting or two, yeah.
Something like
that. We'll get them caught up.
Okay, well, thank Thank you for that. So one thing I do before we get too wrapped up in the meeting here, I just wanted to make everyone aware that we will be losing one of our trustees. He has made a decision to go on. He had gotten a new job. If you wanted to make a little conversation on that, this will be his last official meeting here. Ari Alex will be moving on, and it's been an honor to have you around and your helping and so forth for the township. It's been much appreciated, Ari. So, if you wanted to say a little goodbye here before we get into the meeting.
Sure. Thank you, Ralph and John and Nick and everyone. It's been great. Folks know I chose not to run for re-election. I think our incoming trustee is going to do a great job. When I ran, I talked about doing a lot of things, connecting us to the county better. We become a MORPC member. We've rebuilt those relationships with a lot of our county office holders and our state office holders in a big way. I think that we really put Franklin Township up on the map. We've brought in a ton of new funding, including sidewalks at the Havenwood area. We have an MOU to redevelop West Broad Street. We have new businesses like Sheets and La Plaza Tapatia that have come in, amongst a bunch of others. We've really seen a lot of growth and development in this community, which I think is really a great thing. But I really want to take a moment just to thank, our police department. I've had a great time doing ride-alongs with you. I think the work that you have done passing out Narcan has literally saved lives. And I think it is amazing work. And I am so glad that you have done it. I want to thank you guys for bringing on body cameras for the first time and really upgrading all the technology and equipment that the department has. I think it makes our officers safer, and I think it makes our community safer because of it. So I really want to thank you for that. But the fire department, I know I've done numerous ride-alongs with you. I have learned so much from our firefighters. It has been absolutely amazing. I think the CPR trainings, the Narcan trainings, all of the lives that you have saved in our community is just amazing. And I know that I have stood up for you constantly, and I think that this community needs people that stand up for our first responders. So it's been great work with you. I know Jim isn't here from the Rhodes crew, but it is really amazing to see the work that has happened with Rhodes crew. I mean, when I go along and use the leaf sucker to kind of suck up the leaves and fill potholes, I remember going out midnight when it was flooded. It was really great seeing the 24/7 service that they provide to kind of keep our community together, and it's been amazing. One of the things I'm most proud of are the three union contracts that we have expanded and signed. I think the workers of this township, when I started, were underpaid, underrespected, and did not have the benefits that they needed. We are now coming in to a second round of contracts where everyone is getting better pay. It's not where it should be. It should be a lot higher, but it is much better. And it's amazing that we've moved towards that way. Nick, I know we haven't worked together that long, but you are the first fiscal officer that's actually doing the job, and it's amazing. I think the township is much, much better off because you are here. Steve, I know you're new, but having a township administrator is making a huge difference. I know with Mark we had a great job, and I know you're going to do great work here. I know there is a bright future for the community, and I'm very much forward to looking to see what happens. And I want to just thank everyone. It's been a true honor serving with you, Ralph, John. It's been great. I know we have disagreed on a few things, but we have worked very well together to move a lot of very big projects. And I think that this is the first time I've seen the board. I remember when I ran, the board was just dysfunctional, and I came in, and I think we've been able to do a lot together, and it's been a real honor and a pleasure, and I'm so glad I've been able to spend the last 4 years serving the residents of Franklin Township. So I thank you, everyone.
So, Mr. Chairman, if I may,
sure.
I would like to make a resolution, and thanks for Ari's service to this community for the one term that he served for 4 years. And if I would be able to have a second, yep. Sir?
Yeah.
All right, it's going to be resolution 2021-216. And who seconded that?
Mr. Horn.
Okay. All right, roll call on that. Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
I'm going to abstain.
And John?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you.
I was going to abstain too, just to see.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Oh, okay. Is there anything else you had there,
no,
John?
Sir. No,
okay,
sir.
Okay. Well, I would like to also, John, make a motion that we present Ari with a plaque.
Oh, that's not needed, you know.
I agree.
I think that's a policy that we should start. I know back when Mr. Cook had stepped down, I asked to present him a plaque, and I gave it to him, or wanted to give it to him as, I guess, a retirement plaque from the township, because he'd been so active. Well, I guess he didn't get enough. He wanted to come back and work some more, so we must be all right here, I guess. But anyway, I would like to ask. I think we'd ask for a plaque for him, and for the value of about $50.
And I think Steve would be able to, and I'd like to have you come back to another meeting to present that.
And we can present it to you.
So we will get something together.
Time at your convenience, Ari, okay?
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
So I'd like to make that motion, John, if I could have a second.
Yes, I'll second.
Okay. Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Abstain. No, just kidding. Yes.
Okay.
And thank just you. To bring everyone up to date now, John Flashman has been reelected, so he will take his new term will start in January. He will be sworn in, and that will be a 4-year term. We had another, or other new, actually, the trustee that's going to take the chair that Ari left is a gentleman named Jim Leisure. And this will be his start, a new term with the township here. So he will be sworn in January to start his new 4-year term. I have 2 years remaining on my term. And this young man here, Nick, he has 2 years remaining on his term of a fiscal officer.
Sir, he just was reelected. It'll be 4 years.
That's an unexpired term. He ran for the unexpired.
Okay.
Yeah, he's serving the expired term.
Gotcha. But I mean, in April, though, he takes...
It'll be the unexpired through the end of...
Yeah,
through 24.
Okay.
Yep.
But then, do you normally go 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
So the election that you just won, mm-hmm. you know, uncontested, that's for 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Understood.
Yeah, that was for the balance of the unexpired term.
And Mr. Chairman, if I may,
okay.
We have a gentleman here, Paul Steiner. He didn't make it on the agenda. But it's under new. It would be something under new business.
Okay.
We have been working with. He lives on Klein.
Demarest
Road. I want to say Klein.
Demarest. Okay.
And when I was out talking to residents, one of the biggest things that people were asking me for years and years and years, they have to cross the street to get their mail.
Yeah.
And so Steve and I went to work, and Steve did a lot of heavy lifting on this, and we found out that. Well, according to, you want to tell what you found out?
Well, I went down and I talked at the main post office, and the residents on Demarest, and I don't know how many are, Paul.
Seven?
Seven.
Township yeah. residents?
Yes.
Seven.
So they want to move their post offices from one side of Demarest to the other. So I verified with the Postal Service that yes, they can do that. They just need to notify their deliverer that, and I would give them advance notice, Paul, like put notices in the existing mailbox.
Oh, I've talked to all of them personally. I've got a letter there.
And then the post office said that was fine as long as the driver had a place to make left-hand turns, because the way the mail wagon is set up. So there are two locations on Demarest they can do that. So you're fine as neighbors. If you wish to move your box and the deliverer knows that you're going to move the box, you're good to go. Yeah.
So what we've had is Paul has brought in today, Mr. Steiner's brought in a letter of intent that they would all like to move their box so that we would have this signed by the residents. And then, too, I'd just like to hear from Paul what this means for the residents of the township there that's had to absorb trying to get across the street or endure getting across the street to get their mail at 7 o'clock at night with traffic 45-plus mile an hour. You can speak, sir.
Okay. Let me do
it. Yep, right there, or sit right there, wherever you want. If you're
I brought in...
Yeah.
One of the residents was harder to get a hold of than the other. That's the original, and I made copies for everyone. Okay. Just to give you all a little bit of an idea, when I pulled it to the bottom of my driveway to come over here, I ran across the street. Well, I tried to walk across the street, and from the time I got... Well, there was no mail in my mailbox yet. When I walked back across the street, he showed up. Between getting out of the car, going to my mailbox twice, and coming back, 69 cars went down Demarest Road, down and up. And the difficulty is, one, traffic is... 1,000. I've been at this location for 32 years, and traffic's 1,000 times worse.
Yes,
they all drive 75 miles an hour, and we don't get the mail until sometime between, I would say, 5:30 at the very earliest till
it's after dark.
Six or 7 o'clock. There are three people that are on the list already. Rent post office boxes because it's so dangerous. They've all expressed their excitement over the authorization, if we can get it, to move the mailboxes. It's $80 every 6 months just for the privilege of not putting your life in jeopardy to get your mail. And so they're all going to probably cancel their post office boxes, and then we'll all move our... But I don't know if we'll get anything from the Postal Service saying that we're allowed to do it, or I've talked to the postman several times over the years. I mean, we've been trying to do this for 30 years. He doesn't have a problem with it. It's just that there's never been the authorization to do it, and I don't know if we'll get something formal from them.
It was kind of cute, the conversation I had at the post office, because I wanted something in writing, and the lady I was talking to is familiar with the route.
Right.
Giggled and said, "We're the Postal Service, we don't do things like that." So it was actually kind of funny that she was saying, "We don't give authorization, it's your mailbox, you can put your mailbox where you want to put your mailbox, and as long as the driver has a way to turn and head down the other side of Demarest Road, you can do what you want with your mailbox."
Well, he goes up and down Demarest as it is now. He just doesn't have any mailboxes on our side
exactly.
To put any mail. But
exactly.
Well, they won't do any kind of resorting or anything, so he's got the mail
suggestion to you would be, in your existing mailbox, I would put a note that on such and such a day, your mailbox will now be across the street. Just to give the driver a heads up.
Heads up.
But my understanding is it's your mailbox, it's your mail, it's your property. You're fine with putting your mailbox on the route.
Okay.
So what I would like to do for the board is make a motion recognizing the safety to the residents of 1505, climb, I'll read off the addresses, 1505, 1515, 1521, 1535, 1553, 1563, and 1567 of I keep wanting to say Climb, it's Demarest Road. And of course, gentlemen, this is after you go past where the VFW and then after the curve. And my motion would be that we stand behind our residents in recognizing the safety and what this would do for the residents of the township. And support that they are getting permission to move the mailboxes to their side of the street based upon the United States Postal Service agreeing to it. With that, I'd like to have a second.
I'll second that.
All right, roll call on that, Ralph.
Well, let me just mention a couple of things there. There is no, Steve, there is no resistance at all from the post office.
No, sir. No,
sir. Are they willing to sign a little, we don't care.
Well, that's what I asked, and that's where the lady actually thought it was kind of funny that I would ask for something in writing when she said, we don't do that, we're the postal service. So.
Yeah, I think just the statement that the post office had told Steve, I've run into a couple of these before, where they're wanting to change post offices and boxes and things like that. And there is cases of some pretty big neighborhoods. For an example, they would have the box actually physically on their house,
right.
You know. Or maybe someone else would have their boxes at the street level. And it really created a big time in the one neighborhood that I definitely want to see you guys' safety and everything.
A motion to say that we recognize right, just like
yes,
what I said,
something to that effect,
right, in case it comes back. It came through the Board of Trustees,
yeah,
from the residents,
yeah,
the board recognizes it and we agree.
Okay,
so
and
we're waiting
yeah,
for a
and,
second
and that type second. Of letter would
I'm
be
I'm sorry, we're waiting for a roll call.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Roll call on this, Ralph.
I guess what I'm gonna say here, yeah, saying that we're okay with it.
Right,
yeah,
right.
That,
we recognize that we support
that, that
we
kind
support.
Of thing is fine. Now, one thing, if there happens to get into some sort of legal thing on it, we may have to talk again.
Well, and that's
I don't
why
I think there will be. Do you, Steve? You and I had talked about that a week or
no,
so ago.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's their mailbox, and they can put it just as long as the postal carrier has ability to deliver the mail.
Well, I've got one comment and one question.
Before we get to that, let's
no,
we've got this here. Motion. We've got a second. We need a
yeah.
vote.
Okay, roll call. Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Now, sir.
One thing that I'd just like to say, we'll go ahead and make another visit to him if you would, Steve, the post office. With our little letter prepared for whatever.
Absolutely.
And before touch base with me or Steve or someone, before you physically
before
make
remove
change,
the boxes. No,
I don't want to see you have to dig up your mailboxes and do this, that. And
we have this to present now to the post office so that it's already ran across our board. It came before us. We're in agreeing with it. And then next and.
And I don't know, I can't guarantee that they'll sign anything based on my last experience with them.
But if they say go, we go.
No, I understand. The comment is the first signature that's on that page, she retired from the Postal Service and she worked in the department.
Well, very good.
Did you?
Well, yeah, the second half of that comment is she said it used to take an act of God to change this. And that's why she wasn't reluctant to sign it this time, but she said
going back.
She wasn't sure.
Yeah.
But she'd sign it because she's in favor of it because she has to cross the road also.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
But the other question that I have is, can I get the name of who you spoke to at the postal service? Because when I talk to the mailman when he shows up after dark,
yeah.
I'll.
When I go back, I will.
Okay.
I will.
Yeah, because I'd like to be able to say, well, this person, the township has contacted this person, and they said, it's our mail. We can do with it what we want.
Absolutely.
But she said once a route's been established, that's what she said. Once a route's been established, and this has been for the last 50 years, it usually takes I don't know if it's papal dispensation or whatever, but something to get the post office to make a change.
To pay attention, yeah. Sure.
Right, right. Yep. And like I said, you don't want to move
the boxes. Well, that's kind of what I was telling you about the incident I got involved in years
right.
ago.
Yeah.
Same way. And, I think you'll be okay on that.
Yeah. I mean, I could understand why if the Postal Service said, well, then we'll just do all the even numbers on the way down and all the odd numbers on the way back, all the
you
way down
think.
Demarest Road.
Would
that
think.
Would be easier than
doing all that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. piecemeal. But I'm not
sure.
worried about the people in the in the city limits.
Exactly. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
You can stay for the meeting if you want, or you know,
or leave
if
you want, or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your name again, sir, was
Paul Steiner. I'm at 1553.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Got you then, Paul.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It was nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you.
And you can kind of work with Steve there. I don't know if you've talked to him before, but
I've known John for about 25 years or so. But
okay.
I know this is my first like
first,
said,
first
30
meeting.
Years in the township, and
well, welcome on down and check us out once in a while.
Meeting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never missed a vote.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you all.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks
it's
very
okay.
much.
I'm going to scoot. My wife's
okay.
been waiting for me. It's been
okay.
a while.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, John, for taking care of that. Okay. We'll go ahead. Police department.
Lieutenant
Wright.
Police department does want to recognize that Mr. Ari was a very positive for the police department the entire time he was here, and I personally enjoyed working with you, and I hope you really have a lot of success in whatever it is you're wanting to do, and I know you like your job, and I'm really glad, much I hate seeing you go, I'm glad that you got something that you want to go to. Thank you.
Thank you.
I got to read off of my phone the stats. You know, start off by, you know, we have been running about 1,150 runs a month until now that we are browning shifts out. We're actually saving some money, and it might help us get a little further next year with the police until we can, or if we do get a levy passed. We only had to handle 896 runs last month, okay? That right there, just want to give you an idea of some of the money we saved, okay? Besides not paying overtime, we paid $12 per dispatch run to the county when we go on a run. So when you're looking at a shift with a couple cars out there, they're probably going to get 20, 25 runs, sometimes even more, that we actually saved because the county was handling the priority runs for us, you know, on those days. Plus, you look at gas, and you're looking at wear and tear on the cars, and injury to officers that could have happened. There's a lot that is saving us with this right now. But I'll start off with our runs. I'm reading off the phone now, okay? So we had 13 assist other units, 8 burglaries, 7 burglaries in progress, 7 persons with gun runs, 7 shootings, 3 persons with a knife, 1 officer in trouble run, 1 robbery, 3 robbery in progresses, 5 passing bad check runs, 23 shots fired, no stabbings, 23 stolen cars, 9 stolen cars recovered, 6 suicide attempts, 73 suspicious person runs, 28 suspicious people in cars, 13 suspicious cars, which are cars that are sitting that sometimes turns out to be those recovered stolen. 3 sex offenses, 13 vandalisms, 14 menacing threat runs, 8 mentals, 87 alarms on businesses and homes, 68 investigate complaint runs, 16 911 hang-up runs, 7 civil protection orders, 5 assaults, 9 blocking disabled cars, 2 DOAs, 10 overdoses, 17 warrant attempts, 8 dog bites, 28 auto accidents, not injury, 15 non-injury hit skip accident reports, 37 auto accidents with injuries, 2 hit skip auto accident with injuries, 45 traffic offenses, 65 domestics, 2 neighbor complaints, 10 drunk person calls, 4 driving under the influences, 14 fight calls, 10 fire calls, 58 assist ambulance calls, 10 juvenile complaints, 24 theft calls, 4 theft in progresses, 10 missing people, and then 70 miscellaneous runs. These do not count online reporting, like when someone comes goes online and makes an offense report or an accident report. We have our officers now are back. We had 3 over the past month and a half from COVID. I mean, one was very sick for COVID, so we have them back to work now. And I see on the agenda you're handling another thing I was going to ask about later on in the agenda. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Ralph, just for the notes, those runs don't count the sheriff ones as usual, correct? Okay.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
We do have the sheriff here, too, I wanted to mention.
Mr. Chairman. Okay, yeah, I didn't see him back there. Hi, how are you? Nice.
Yeah,
do you have a few words?
Let you guys know we'll be implementing some, we're going to start a safety bulletin, starting in the first year to do, stuff for cold weather and different things like that. So, someone can pass out here at the meetings or go in the newsletter.
So. One more thing, our officers are now passing out, when they take a report and they give a report number on the back, there's a scan code for people to sign up for a newsletter. We're trying to do something.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was your name again? Just
Hamilton.
Hamilton. Okay.
Now, you, as I recall, Mr. Hamilton, you're going to be our steady liaison right now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. You have all this.
Oh, I've been here a while. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
All righty. Chief Arnold, I guess I might as well call you Chief now. It's getting there, isn't it?
Almost.
Yeah, for fire department. So he will be officially sworn in. I guess the first meeting of the year or right in that proximity, isn't it? 16th, I think, is when Chief Welch said his last day was. So. Maybe, well, we'll have to figure out what, certainly want to get you in for a meeting, you know, to be sworn in at a regular meeting. So we'll work on that. So what all did you have tonight?
I did not have anything. Ari, great to work with you. You've done a lot for the fire department. We appreciate it. Good luck. Happy holidays, everyone. All right.
And same goes for you. Thank you. Jim Stevens, our road superintendent, is not here tonight. He's been off.
He's on here.
Oh, is Jim on here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm on here.
Well, just can you go ahead and pick him up and see if there's... see if he has anything he wants to report.
Can you hear me, Rob?
Yeah. Thanks, Jeff.
Okay. Hope you're feeling better, Jim.
I'm hoping to get back possibly tomorrow, but it's been tough with Friday and Monday.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jim. Okay. Let's see here. Well, Mr. Alex, I'll get you.
I said my 2 cents.
Yeah, you said it. Yeah. John, you got 2 minutes tonight.
Times what?
I'm kidding here.
Mr. Chairman, yes. I will defer to you. I have nothing.
Okay, well, thank you for...
I'll bank that 2 minutes for the next time. In my 4 years of meeting, you have never had nothing. You waited till my last meeting to do that?
Well, I did have you down for a resolution, and we went ahead and did it up there. So.
I'm just giving you trouble.
That's your normal wig gift.
You know, okay, okay.
You know, I think we got...
I can always come up with something.
Okay. No, we're good, we're good.
Well, actually, I don't have really any new stuff, so I'm just going to be real easy.
Hey, this is great.
However, now, I do want everybody to know about this time of the year, I do get a little sentimental. And, I've got a few grandkids and neighborhood kids and this kid and that kid. And then I've got a bunch of old folks, too, 80, 90 years old. And every time I look around, they're all bumming me for candy and looking for Santa Claus and stuff like that. And sometimes that kind of makes me cry a little bit, you know. But anyway, having said all that, it's been a really rough couple of years for a lot of people. And, I've been... praying a lot and this, that, and the other. We're still having sicknesses when they have to call their Ohio State basketball games off playing Kentucky. Why, COVID's still pretty bad, But anyway, I just wanted to tell everybody that hope everyone has the best of holidays, Christmas, and praying for a happy new year coming up. So good luck and Merry Christmas to all concerned, okay? Thank you. Mm-hmm. So you can carry on there, Nick.
Okay, before I start, I wanna thank Ari as well. I was kinda nervous to take a public office, for a while, but I talked to Ari and he kinda helped, and I didn't realize just how active our police and our fire and our road departments actually are. So if you guys are ever interested, I would highly encourage riding along with any one of them on any given day. You heard Ratliff say they had almost 900 runs just themselves. That's a busy month. I've done one ride along so far. I plan to do more. And I don't know if you guys have also noticed, but the police department's also doing donations. Just want to make mention of that as well, bikes and anything of that nature as well. So Ari, thank you, and I'm sure we'll stay in touch. I hope to. With that said, moving on to what I have for tonight, hopefully most of this stuff will go pretty quick. The first one is a resolution accepting appropriations for 2022. That should be an attached exhibit there for you. I'm just going to make a quick comment there that the appropriations, it shows $9 million, but our receipts are expected to be higher than that. So don't worry about anything in terms of that particular regard there. But that would be resolution 2021-212, and I would like to ask the board to adopt it.
To make resolution 2021-221, you said?
212.
212, a resolution to provide annual appropriations for the period commencing January 1st, 2022 and ending